नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय निगमकल्पतरोर्गरितं फलं सुखमुकदमृतदिवसं नुतं विभदभगतं रहस्यमालयं मुहुरौराशिकभूविभावुकः नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नाष्टवयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवते सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके एते चमसा कलापुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्याम् इन्द्रियारि व्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापनाशनं प्रणामदुःखसमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम्। So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 10th chapter, entitled The Battle Between the Demigods and the Demons. So text number 6 is written on the board. And but we'll start from the beginning of the chapter. First I will read a summary by Srila Prabhupada, and then I'll read text number 1 till 5, and then together we'll read text number 6. The summary of chapter 10 is as follows. Because of envy, the fight between the demons and the demigods continued. When the demigods were almost defeated by demoniac maneuvers and became morose, Lord Vishnu appeared among them. Both the demigods and the demons are expert in activities involving the material energy. But the demigods are devotees of the Lord, whereas the demons are just the opposite. The demigods and demons churn the ocean of milk to get nectar from it. But the demons, not being devotees of the Lord, could derive no profit. After feeding nectar to the demigods, Lord Vishnu returned to his abode on the back of Garuda. But the demons, being most aggrieved, again declared war against the demigods. Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochan, became the commander-in-chief of the demons. In the beginning of the battle, the demigods prepared to defeat the demons. Indra, king of heaven, fought with Bali. And other demigods like Vayu, Agni and Varun fought against other leaders of the demons. In this fight, the demons were defeated, and to save themselves from death, they began to manifest many illusions through material maneuvers, killing many soldiers on the side of the demigods. The demigods, finding no other resource, surrendered again to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who then appeared and counteracted all the illusions presented by the juggling of the demons. Heroes among the demons such as Kalanemi, Mali, Sumali and Malyavan fought the Supreme Personality of Godhead and were all killed by the Lord. The demigods were thus freed from all dangers. So, text number 1, Shishuko Vacha. Iti danava daite ya navidhan amritam rita. Yukta karmani yatascha vasudeva paran mukaha. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, O king, the demons and daityas all engage with full attention and effort in churning the ocean. But because they were not devotees of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, they were not able to drink the nectar. Sadayitvam ritam rajan payajitva svakam suran pashyatam sarvabhutanam yau garuda vahanaha. O king, after the supreme personality of God had brought to completion the affairs of churning the ocean and feeding the nectar to the demigods who are his dear devotees, he left the presence of them all and was carried by Garuda to his own abode. Sapatnanam param ridhim tristva te didinandanaha amrishramana utpetu devam pratyudyatyayudaha. Seeing the victory of the demigods, the demons became intolerant of their superior opulence. Thus they began to march toward the demigods with raised weapons. Tata suragana sarve sudhaya pitayai ditaha pratisamyu yudhu shastrai narayana padashraya. Thereafter, being enlivened because of drinking nectar, the demigods, who are always at the shelter of the lotus feet of Narayan, use their various weapons to counteract the demons in a fighting spirit. Tatra daivasura nama rana paramadarunaha rodas udanvato rajam stumulo roma harshanaha. O king, a fierce battle on the beach of the ocean of milk ensued between the demigods and the demons. The fighting was so terrible that simply hearing about it would make the hair on one's body stand on end. Now text number 6 we'll chant together. Tatranyonyam sapatnaste samradha manasorane samsadyasi bhirbanair nijagnur vividayudhai. Tatra thereupon anyonyam one another sapatnaham, all of them becoming fighters. They samrabdha very angry manasaha within their minds. Rane, in that battle, samasadya, getting the opportunity to fight between themselves. Asidhi, with swords. Banai, with arrows. Nijagnu, began to beat one another. Vivida ayudhai with varieties of weapons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Both parties in that fight were extremely angry at heart, and in enmity they beat one another with swords, arrows and varieties of other weapons. Purport. There are always two kinds of man in this universe, not only on this planet but also in higher planetary systems. All the kings dominating planets like the sun and moon also have enemies like Rahu. It is because of occasional attacks upon the sun and moon by Rahu that eclipses take place. The fighting between the demons and demigods is perpetual. It cannot be stopped unless intelligent person from both sides take to Krishna consciousness. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshuran militam yanam tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale sayam rupakadamayam tadati sapadantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yatabad Gamalan Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Siru Pam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Siradha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Bishagan Vitamscha ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನ ಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕ ಗಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಗಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುದೆ ತತ್ತ ಗಂಚನ ಗೌಡಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ಬೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಸುದೇ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಪಂಚಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಜರಿ ಗೌಡ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸುಗ್ರೀವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ and explaining about this fierce battle between the demigods and the demons after they were churning the ocean of milk, and Mohinimurti had appeared and she distributed the nectar, which was also which was gotten from the churning of the ocean of milk. And so she distributed that nectar to the demigods. And so because of this, the demons, they became upset and angry. And as it is explained here and throughout the Vedic literatures, that in this material world, there is always this competition and the fight amongst the asuras, the demoniac people, and the suras, and the godly people. So Srila Prabhupada has explained the beginning in the summary that both the demigods and the demons are expert in activities involving the material energy. So both of them are under the modes of material nature. But then he's explaining, but the demigods are devotees of the Lord, whereas the demons are just the opposite. So we know that by nature everyone is a servant of Krishna, Jivera Sopoy, Krishna Nitadas. Even the so-called demons, so they're also part and parcels of Krishna by nature. But being in this material world, in contact with the lower modes of material nature, the mode of passion and ignorance, they're not aware of their actual position. And they're simply engaged in sense gratification. And so their thinking is, aham mameti, I and mine. Aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. And the 16th chapter is explaining the divine qualities or the divine nature of the godly persons and the demonic nature of the atheistic person. So they are thinking they are the enjoyer and everything belongs to them, or they want to possess everything. And they don't care for others. They just think about themselves or their family members, or a little more extended, their country. But they don't have the proper consciousness. Whereas the demigods, so they are, as Prabhupada is explaining, and as we know, that many of them, they are materialistic. But they understand that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and that they are the servants of Krishna, and they are meant to serve Krishna, and they are serving Krishna. But they still have some material desires. In difficulty, they will take shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and Krishna will protect them. So that has been going on since time immemorial, and this fight between the demigods and the demons, and even up to this day, still we can see that the people are fighting. Of course, mostly nowadays they're only demons and they fight amongst themselves. As we can see here also, at one point the demons, they were fighting amongst themselves. But even sometimes the demigods, or even the devotees sometimes, the new five devotees and the demigods who are not so exalted, they will fight amongst themselves. Due to not being properly situated on the transcendental platform and fully absorbed. So, it is actually not easy to be always transcendentally situated. Although we all have knowledge, and here in Bharatvarsha in India, and the common man knows that God exists and that we are the servant of God. But those who are fully absorbed in serving Krishna, or Vishnu, or Narayan, or Ramchandra, Bhagavan, they are very rare. As Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati sariye yadanam abhisidanam kashchi maam viti tattvataha. So the many persons who may be searching for the Absolute Truth, but those who know me in truth, veti tattvataha, they are very rare. So, but in order actually to go to the spiritual world, we have to know Krishna in truth. Krishna, the fourth chapter, is explaining, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvataha. Again, they are veti tattvataha. To know Krishna in truth. Janma karma chame divyam, the divya, the transcendental pastimes of Krishna are there. Activities, his birth, everything is transcendental. So know, those who know this in truth, properly, then they will be liberated. And janna, so evam yaveti tattvataha, so then they will not have to take birth again in this world. So actually that is the goal in life, to join Krishna's pastimes. But for that, so we have to become realized, practically speaking, not just theoretically, I know, I'm not this body, I'm the servant of God, of Krishna. But there has to be practical realization of one's spiritual nature, Satchinananda Sarup, and one's relationship with Krishna. But to realize that, it will take some time. It is not so easy. But we have to try our best to attain perfection. So if we try, then Krishna does the rest. We try our best and Krishna does the rest. So we have to be very sincere, serious. And then we have to try to live peacefully with the other devotees. And we should try to control, first of all, our own selves. Rather than trying to correct others, which of course, if one is a father, for example, or if one is in a position, management position, then those who are under him, so one has to take care of them, one has to correct them. The father has to correct the children. But first of all, he has to set the good example. He has to be a good devotee. And then he can properly correct his children. Then he can help his children. So therefore, first of all, we have to try to become good devotees. Real devotees, not just simply putting on the dhoti and kurta or the sari and putting on tilak and having the hands in the bead bag and doing some lip service. But we have to be very much conscious that we act properly all the time. First of all, our consciousness should be proper. And then our speaking should be proper. And then we'll be able to act properly also. So it actually starts with a consciousness, having the proper consciousness. So for that, we have to take shelter of the spiritual master and the scriptures, and especially the holy names. And so Krishna is explained in the 16th chapter, the godly nature. And even in other places it is mentioned in scriptures that the devotees are humble, they're tolerant, they're respectful. 26 qualities of the Vaishnava are explained also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the scriptures. And the most important one, as we can even see here by Srila Prabhupada, it is mentioned, what is the difference between the demons and the devotees? The devotees are surrendering to Krishna. So, Krishna Eka Sharanam, Krishna Eka Sharanam. They're only taking shelter of Krishna. They're taking full shelter of Krishna by always trying to think about Him, speaking about Him, hearing about Him, serving Him all the time. And then naturally, the godly qualities, the devotional qualities will manifest if we are constantly trying to think about Krishna, to serve Krishna with all our senses. Then naturally one will become humble, tolerant, and one will be able to be respectful, be compassionate, and then being poetic also. These qualities will manifest. So at the same time it goes also both ways, that by surrendering that the devotional qualities will be manifested. At the same time, we have to endeavor also to be humble. Because in the beginning, so the ripe humility may not be there. Or in the beginning we have some humility, but unless and until one is realized, so the humility is actually not ripe. So therefore we have to practice being humble. There's some provoking situation, then we have to tolerate. And we have to be humble. And try not to be disturbed in consciousness. And tolerate. So we should know what are the godly natures and what are the demoniac natures, tendencies, qualities, by hearing from them, from the Bhagavad Gita. So we have to apply this in our practical life, day-to-day life. And many provoking situations are there. So it is mentioned in the scriptures that previously, even Prabhupada has mentioned that demons, they were living in one planet, usually the lower planets or subterranean heavenly planets, but even some of the, in Bhuvalok, some of the planets may be there, which persons may be there who are not fully dedicated to the Lord. And then, so in some planets demons are there, and then some planets the demigods are there, and they will attack each other, so they were very powerful in Satya Yuga. They could go to the other planets. The demigods, they had more subtle weapons or even vehicles like Pushpa Viman, flower airplanes, whereas the demons, they have also their weapons, but they are more with metal. But they also were knowing the subtle science by which they could go from one planet to another planet. Like even Krishna Lila, one demon was their Shalva. And as explained here, so when they were defeated, to save themselves, they were creating some illusions, material illusions. Like Shalva, one demon, was there. He was making one invisible warship, and he was fighting and killing some of the godly persons also. So they're also knowledgeable. And even nowadays you can see, even those who have no knowledge of God and who are atheistic, they have knowledge regarding this material world, and they make amazing things. Like even we know some of this, they make, of course, the Sputniks, or they will go to and shoot them in the air, and so-called saying going to the moon and the Mars, which is very doubtful. As it is mentioned in the scriptures, that only those of godly nature, they can go to the higher planets like the moon or even the sun. But demoniac people, they cannot go there. But they may have gone to the planet Rahu, which is sometimes just there between the sun and the moon and the sun and the earth. So they have also the ability to make incredible things, but the intelligence is actually coming by Krishna. It's coming from Krishna. But they are not aware. Whereas the devotees, they are aware that all the qualities they may have, the abilities, that is given by Krishna. But that has to be used in Krishna seva. So then one is properly situated. So the demigods, so although they were also materialistic, not all of them, some more and some less, like Indra is a little more materialistic, as we know from the scriptures also, whereas Lord Brahma is most saintly in the mode of goodness, but even he sometimes gets bewildered. So similarly, we can see amongst the devotees also, not everyone is on the same platform, on the same level. Some are materialistic, some are less materialistic, some are more devotional, some are more pure. But at least one should try one's best to be properly situated and to be thinking always in godly terms. So, in the mode of goodness, thinking positive, sarva bhutehite rataha, thinking for the welfare of others, not just thinking about oneself, I and my seva, and then forgetting the humility, and some little problem is there, somebody is saying something and they're becoming agitated, they're becoming angry. So therefore it is explained, so in Sati Yuga the demons were in one planet and the demigods in another, and then in Dvapara Yuga they were on the same planet but in different countries, and fighting with each other. In Dvapara Yuga they were in the same country but in different families, like the Pandavas and the Kauravas, and then fighting with each other. And in the Kali Yuga the demon and the devotee is in the same body. So the demoniac nature is there and the godly nature is there. Because by nature we are actually godly. We are just like Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna. So by nature we have godly, divine qualities. So we have to try to be situated on that platform. But in the age of Kali, the demoniac qualities are there and they are also very strong. Many times overpowering the godly nature of the devotee. And therefore sometimes the devotees become angry, shouting at each other, becoming too greedy, too lusty. And in this way, then they are put in difficulty. And we should not blame others. Ultimately, there's only one problem in our life. That is our own uncontrolled mind, our pride, not being able to control our the lower nature, the demonic nature, the false ego. That is the only problem. But if one is humble, one is positive, one is respectful, always trying to be properly situated on the transcendental platform and trying to imbibe this godly nature and taking always shelter of Guru Gauranga Krishna, then he will have no problems. And even if difficulties are there, he can tolerate, he can overcome the difficulties by the mercy of Guru Gauranga Krishna. So the solution to all difficulties is simply taking shelter of the lotus feet of Guru Gauranga Krishna. First of all, we take shelter of the lotus feet of the Spiritual Master. And by His mercy, we can take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Kali Yuga avatar. So we have to take shelter of Him in the age of Kali. Because in the age of Kali, so everyone is very fallen. Kola Shudra Sambhavaha, just like Shudra, mode of ignorance, mode of passion. All over the world. So that is there, even in Bharadvasa, which is Punyabhumi, auspicious place, because Krishna appeared here. Mahaprabhu appeared, most of the incarnations appeared here. But due to the influence of the age of Kali, even the general mass of the people in Bharadvasa, they are very materialistic. And they are not very God conscious. They may have some faith, but they're not practicing rigorously. But still, they are much more inclined towards spiritual life than in the Western world. But ultimately, everyone is servant of Krishna, and everyone has the opportunity to pick up devotional life and to become perfect. In the Kali Yuga, especially by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is most magnanimous, most merciful. Patit pavana hetu tavavatar. So he has come to deliver those who are patit, those very fallen. So we have to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his lotus feet. And then we have to follow his instructions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, but he came as a devotee to show us how to perform devotional service, how to make advancement in spiritual life. And through the six Goswamis, especially, has given so many instructions how to perform sadhana bhakti so that we can advance more and more. But the most important activity, so which he has explained, is the chanting of the holy names, the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting the holy names, we can overcome all difficulties. Because Krishna and Krishna Nama are non-different. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Puna Shuddha Nittamukta Abhinatvam Nama Naminaha. So Krishna and Krishna Nama are non-different. So if we take shelter of Krishna and pray to Nam Prabhu, chant the holy names and pray, so then Krishna will help us. And then we can overcome all difficulties. And especially, first of all, we will be able to control the mind and the senses. So that is the mantra. Man means the mind, tra means to free. So that is the greatest mantra, most effective mantra. Because the mantra, the Maha Mantra, is Krishna Sarupa, non different from Krishna. Not only Krishna, Radha Krishna there. Hare Krishna. Hare refers to Srimati Radharani. Harati si Krishna Mana. Krishna Lada Sarupini Ato Haretyeti Ato Haretanani Raiva Sirada Parikirtita. So Hare, so that refers to Hara, Srimati Radharani, the internal energy. And by calling out, so then Hara becomes Hare, just like we have Srimati Radharani or Radha. So when you call, then it becomes Radhe. So hey Radhe, we call. So hey Hare. So Hare refers to Srimati Radharani. And Krishna, so that of course we know is Krishna. Of course Krishna may have so many meanings, black also. And Krishna is blackish in color. Nava Ganashyamam, Ganashyam, just like the dark blue cloud. Ananda Ekasuka Swami. Shyama, Kamala Lochana, Gokulananda Nandananda Krishna Iriyate. So that is the meaning of the name Krishna. So that refers to Krishna. Ananda Ekasuka Swami. So he's the Lord and the Swami, the Pranana, the beloved of everyone. He's our master, our beloved, our master, our friend, our best friend. Mitra, Krishna is our best friend. He's most close to us and he should be most dear. Ananda, Eka, so he's the embodiment of transcendental bliss, Paramananda. Shyama, his name is Shyam, Shyam Sundar. So Krishna has so many names according to his qualities, like Krishna means all attractive. Krish means to attract, Na means also transcendental bliss. Is all attractive and is the source of all transcendental bliss. Shyam, so Govinda, Gopal, he's protecting the cows, the calves, and even the senses. And he's giving pleasure to the senses. If we serve his senses, then our senses will be satisfied. If with our senses we serve Krishna, We give pleasure to Krishna senses, Krishnendire Priti. So we should have the affection for Krishna and satisfy his senses. And then our senses will be satisfied. Giridhari is lifting the hill, Govardhan, with a little finger of his left hand, of the left arm. So and one name is Shyama Sundar. Sundar is beautiful, he's most beautiful. Sham, blackish in color, just like the dark blue rain cloud. So, and that is actually the favorite name of the gopis, is the name Shyama Sundar. Sham or Shyama Sundar. So, Shyama Kamala Lochana. So he has beautiful, of course, his whole form is so beautiful, especially the most beautiful. Every part of his body is beautiful. His lotus feet, his lotus hands, his beautiful chest, and then his face is most enchanting, most beautiful. So, and his eyes are just like the petals of a lotus flower. Kamala Lochana. Kamala Lochana. Lochan means eyes. Kamala, just like the lotus petals. And then Kamala Lochana. Govinda Nando. Gokula Nanda. He's giving pleasure to all the inhabitants of Gokul, where he was residing also. Nanda Bhavan. Maria Shoda. Nanda Baba, the friends, the cows, the calves. He's giving pleasure to everyone. And he's known as Nanda Nandana. Although he's the Supreme Lord, the source of everything. He's even the source of his own father, Nanda Baba and Maria Shoda. But in the past time, so he's becoming the son. He's the son. He's known as the son of Maria Shoda and Nanda Baba. So he's Gopavesh. Although he's the Supreme Lord, but he's there eternally. In Kishoravastha, as a youth, as a coward boy, but he's the Supreme Lord, the source of everything, most powerful. So then also the meaning is given of Ram. So some may say Ram, well, that refers to Ramchandra, or Parashuram, or Balaram, maybe there. Even one time some sannyasis were there in South India, in Hyderabad, and they were talking about each other. So one saying Ram refers to Ramchandra, others were saying no, it refers to Balaram. So they were fighting, just talking about fighting here. Even devotees in sannyasis sometimes, they were also fighting with each other to some extent. Now, and so, and they came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was there also in Hyderabad. They asked him, so Prabhupada, Ram in the Mahamat refers to whom? Ramchandra or Balaram? And Prabhupada saying, Ram refers to Ramchandra, to Balaram and Parashuram. So depending on the mood, on the devotee also. Like those who are worshipping Ram, when they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, they remember Ram. And they know that Krishna is just also the non-different form of Ram. Simultaneously one and different. So, and those who are in the Vatsalya Bhav or in Sakya Bhav, that Krishna is my friend, or Krishna is, or they have the parental affection, they will see Krishna Balaram while they're chanting the Maha Mantra. That is all right. But then in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, so that the Acharyas have explained, so what is the meaning also of Ram? Vaidagdi Sara Sarvasvam Murti Liladi Daivatam Radhika Ramyam Nityam Rama Ityabhidhiyate. So that is the meaning of the name Ram. That means that Krishna, who is performing the pastimes, wonderful, sweet pastime, and clever pastimes also, who is the embodiment of all the wonderful Leelas. So, when he is together with Radharani and Radhika, Ramyam, Nityam, is always performing pastimes. Radhika Raman. So that is, the Ram refers to that. For those who are in the Gopi Bhav or Madhurya Bhav, while chanting the Maha Mantra, Ram, when they say Ram, they remember Radhika Raman. So, Hare is Radha and Ram is Raman. Krishna who is performing the pastimes with Srimati Radharani, who is at the banks of the Jamuna or wherever, Yamunatira Vanachari. So he's there with the gopis at the bank of the Jamuna in the Kunja. So and he's the source of all transcendental pleasure. Ram is also means the source of all transcendental pleasure. So Krishna is the source of everything. He's the origin of Balram also. So Ram refers to Krishna also. And actually all the names which are there, even by the demigods, given to the demigods, like Shiva, means auspicious. That name was given to by Krishna to that great personality, Shiva. So Krishna is the source of everything. So the devotees, especially now, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, while chanting the Maha Mantra, they will remember Sisi Radha and Krishna and the gopis and their wonderful pastimes. So Nam, Roop, Gun, Lila. So first we simply chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And nothing much is there. Krishna is not there yet. Why? Because still, each advesha is there. Desires, I want to enjoy, and dvesh, enmity is there towards Krishna, towards the other devotees. Fight is going on in the mind. Chanting Hare Krishna, I want this, I want that. This devotee gave me this problem. Each advesha is there. Aparadhanam. So we have to control ourselves while chanting also. And all the time. But especially while chanting. And be properly situated. And beyond the gross and subtle material body. And chant with feelings. And love, remembering Guru Gauranga and Krishna, and trying to remember. So, and control the lower nature, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, be situated in sattva gun, and then pray that we may remain in sattva gun, and have positive thoughts, positive feelings, and give up all negative feelings. Otherwise, we cannot progress. And then it is possible to come on the stage of clearing, Abhas Naam, and when we chant holy names. And then after Naam, then when we are chanting without offenses, then the Roop will be there. We can see that Krishna, Krishna, Naam are not different. And by serving the deities, by seeing the deities every day, by hearing about Krishna or Mahaprabhu, then while chanting we can remember at least sometimes. So then Gun, then we can see how Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu is there also in the Maha Mantra, because he's not different from Radha and Krishna. He's there. So sometimes devotees, they may be absorbed in Gaurlila and then in Krishna Lila. So then sometimes we may remember them. So the devotee on the Bhasnam stage, clearing stage, when the Anattas are not there, or very few, then he's remembering Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna, and then seeing the wonderful qualities of Mahaprabhu, how compassionate he was, how merciful he was. Or Radha Krishna also, the wonderful qualities are there, and especially Krishna's qualities, his Venu Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, and so on. So and then, Nam Rup Gun. So when we are absorbed in that, then Leela will come. Before Leela will not come. And in the beginning, so it may be a little bit, but we have to try that while chanting, we are more and more absorbed in actually Krishna's form and Krishna's qualities. And then praying that the pastimes may manifest. Sometimes by hearing about Krishna during the day, the next day, we may remember what we have heard about Krishna, his wonderful Leelas. Which he's performing day and night in the spiritual realm, and even his pastimes here, or Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So, Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, and then only we can actually chant Chudanam. So we have to see that we can progress, slowly but surely. And ultimately we have to come to the platform of Chudanam, chanting the pure name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then, so when the pure chanting is there, then Krishna will manifest and all his pastimes will be manifested. So, but it will take some time to come to the platform. But we have to be always enthusiastic. One has to be fixed and one has to be very patient. And in the association of the sadhus, the devotees who are actually advanced, who are properly situated, and the saintly devotees, the advanced devotees, we should associate with them, then it will be easier. And then we can overcome all difficulties. Hare Krishna. Any question? Everything clear? Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Hare Krishna. Grant Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.